you very, very much. Now, it is true that our preacher this morning is a singer, and he was singing out loud and well, and so was his wife, but so were the rest of you. And you make a really, really good choir when you just turn on the volume and sing. And so we're very, very happy for that. We're going to keep on singing. And our next person is everybody ought to go to Sunday school. This is Sunday morning, our rally Sunday. We've got a few children here. And by the grace of God, we're going to get more. And everybody ought to go to Sunday school. That means you and me. We're all going to carry on, learn the great things of God. Everybody ought to go to Sunday school. If you only had one simple line to tell you what you'd learn if you read the Bible, what is it that you would learn? Three words. What are they? Jesus loves me. That's what you're going to learn when you read the Bible. That's why we love to tell the stories of the Bible, because it's all about the fact that Jesus loves us. So Ronald will have Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Well, we're always happy at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel for the people. who come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And the problem is that some of them don't stay at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. Some of them actually move away, and we don't see them as much as we used to see them. And so this morning, we've got a preacher back with us who used to go to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and he told us earlier that he did that 30 years ago. Now, some of you can remember back 30 years ago, and some of you can't, but Hugh was with us 30 years ago. And Mrs. Patton was here 30 years ago, and she can remember that Hugh was here 30 years ago, and that Eric Peterson, who's still with us, was here 30 years ago. But what Mrs. Patton remembered is that 31 or 32 or 33 years ago, we were favored with an outstanding duet at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. It was Eric Peterson and Hugh Smith. And they sang for us all those years ago. And they just didn't sing an ordinary piece. They sang the words in Psalm 126. So open your Bibles to Psalm 126. Are they on? The words are going to be on the screen. So that's good. And these are the song. The words were written by the psalmist, but the music. Okay, you didn't realize we had this kind of talent around. But the music was written by Eric Peterson and Hugh Smith. Now, I think Eric Peterson started it, and Hugh modified it, and then Eric probably remodified it, and it got back and forth. But anyway, the music is a 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel music, and the words go back about 3,000 years. And so we thought that you would like to hear this marvelous duet that took place many, many years ago. So, gentlemen, if you'll come forward, we will relax and enjoy the good music and the wonderful words.
Just a little background. I don't know if this mic is turned on. We're not told when or on what occasion that this song was written or why it was included into the scripture itself, but the occasion was that there had been a great deliverance in the lives of those people of God who lived in Israel at that time. We're not sure when. And they remembered that. On that occasion, the testimony went right out to the nations all around. Everybody was speaking about this great deliverance. And they were glad. They said we were like those a dream. We didn't realize that God could so powerfully change our whole situation that was so desperate. But now we find that's the first part of the song. The second part has to do with the present circumstance they find themselves in. And they don't know why. They don't know where the Lord is. And they can only cry out to the Lord, turn again our captivity. Now the captivity is when a person has backslidden, when they've gone back and the enemy again has captured their souls. There's oppression. There's no joy in the life. They're under the oppression, you might say, of the evil one. And their cry is to the Lord again, oh, Lord, turn our captivity as the streams in the south. And they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Sowing, of course, in a time of drought, you might say, is a waste of seed. So they cry out to the Lord. The streams of the south, of course, come from the rains which fall in southern Judea and fill up all the empty cisterns and the former rains which allow the seed to germinate in hope of a crop coming. But those that sow in tears. It might be food that their children might have to eat, that they're wasting on dry ground. Lord, send blessing from heaven. This is really what it says. And we're in that case today. 30 years ago, we sang it once here at 16th. And this song, we're going to sing it again. In another 30 years, we'll probably think about doing it again. But I don't think it'll be in this in these circumstances here.
You got to love them, don't you?
When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing, with singing. Then said they among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy, reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheep. Turn again our captivity, O Lord.
And that last line, of course, is a prayer, and so we say amen. We're looking forward to the Lord's rich blessing on us. We're going to have just one more chorus, and that's going to be, I have decided to follow Jesus. And after that, Patrick Chan is going to give us our announcements, and he is going to tell us a little bit about our hike day. And then he's also going to give ask the Lord to bless our meeting this morning. So I have decided to follow Jesus, and then Patrick, if you will.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Sunday morning here. Well, it's sunny a little bit, now it's clouding over, but knowing Vancouver weather, we get it all. So, anyways, given the announcements for today and the rest of the week, and also the rest of the month, actually, because there's quite a few announcements, so I'm going to try to cut down very short. Of course, I'm going to mention the speakers. Hugh Smith will be speaking in after a time of singing in a few moments. This evening will be the chapel Bible studies in 3 John. And then this coming Tuesday at prayer meeting at 7:30 p.m., our brother Brian Gregory will be speaking on about the science and the Bible. So remember that if you want to come to the prayer meeting. This Friday, youth group will meet. Next week, Eric Pearson will be speaking on both meetings. And then chapel Bible study, that will be in Revelation. Now, if you want more information about the announcements and so forth, there you have the brochure in front of you, pamphlet, so in front of your pew there. So if you ever want to take one up and read all the announcements at the back, there's like a few hundred, no, I'm exaggerating, the few there that for the whole month and next month, so remember that. Special notices. Now, special notices are up on the screens. You can see both sides there and also you can see in the back there. September 18th, there'll be ESL registration. So remember that for those who are planning to go to ESL and so forth and register, to remember that at 10 o'clock. Those who are participating in that, do that. And see Barb Cummings if you need more information about that. Another next announcement, please, Ronald. Okay, so the special announcement that Harold was mentioning about is Hike Day for Sunday school and their parents. And also those who are able and want to see Lynn Valley, if you've never been there before, or if you have been there, if you want to see it again. We hope that next Saturday will be a nice sunny day. The weather report says it's going to be raining. And we've been told, rain or shine, I thought, oh, okay, I didn't know about this, rain, we're going to go anyways. So the person that mentioned it and also suggested the idea for a hike was planning to stay in his car. So I would like all the kids and the parents and those who are there to encourage this person, who I won't, well, I will point out, but not name, to go on this hike with us since it's his idea. So remember that, September 19th, Saturday next week. Everyone, please meet at 12:30 at the chapel, 12:30 p.m., please. And but there's a sign-up sheet so we know how many people, and we have an idea what's going on. And for food later on for dinner. So it's peace of night, so remember that. And so bring a water bottle and we'll meet at the chapel at 12:30. And if you want to bring some snacks and bring proper wear too, make sure, maybe bring a wearing coat, even though it might be sunny, you might never know, you know, Vancouver weather, right? So you might even get a windstorm, you never know too. So yeah, hold on to your parents then, right, kids? Okay, next announcement. There'll be a prayer day. 2 weeks Saturday, or 2 Saturdays from now on September 26th here at the chapel at 8:30 a.m. So prayer day for the chapel, remember that. And then on September 27th, which we had last year, fellowship classes will commence again on September 27th, the Sunday, and there'll be a luncheon for that too. So fellowship classes for those who would like to come. October 3rd, there'll be a missionary breakfast. Tickets, you go see Gary Thomas for those. So for the missionary breakfast, October 3rd, so those who would like to attend that. There's also another fellowship luncheon. This is just general fellowship luncheon, not with fellowship classes. This is in between the fellowship classes. There'll be a chapel fellowship luncheon to meet the people after the meeting. So remember that on October 4th. So there's another announcement there. So last but not least, I think, would be the Digging Deeper conference at Okanagan Valley for the men. So remember that from September 29th to October 3rd. So remember that. And I think there's one more, right, Ronald, that's announced? You have to click. Oh, yes. Okay, yes. That's what I thought. Sunday school classes. So here are your teachers for Sunday school. Jean Chow, Jazz Bhatti, Janlin Yong, Caleb Gregory, Marion Gregory, Lorna Biggs, myself, Alex Pang, Chu, and Harold Summers. We didn't mention the ages there, but if you need any have any questions, see your Sunday school, one of the Sunday school teachers there, and then you can ask which class you'll be in, and just mention your age and so forth. But for those who are adults, generally it'll be Harold Summers and Chu will be taking up the ESL and those adults there, okay? Concerning the hike too, if you need more information about it, ask myself or Alex, okay, to know more information about that, okay? We have maps, so if you need directions and so forth, if you're driving, then just ask one of us, okay? So that's the announcements, and I'll just open a prayer then. Well, Father, we just come before you. Thank you for your goodness and your love. And Father, we just thank you that you preserved your word, that we may know you, Father, and through many lives that sacrificed themselves for the gospel's sake, Father, we just thank you for that. But most importantly, the sacrifice of your Son, who we truly remember, who came on earth as you sent him down to preach yourself to us and proclaim Christ to us through him. And so, Father, we just thank you for the sacrifice he made on the cross for our sins, Father, for he's the only one that could have done that because he was perfect and righteous as you have revealed that to our eyes. And Father, we just thank you for that. As Peter can say, thou art the Son of the living God, Father, as he asked, who am I? As Christ would ask each one of us, as we were mentioned this morning. So Father, we just thank you for this day, and we just thank you for your word. And again, we just thank you for the speakers that proclaim your word to each one of us. In your Son's name, amen.
So the reason that I thought I might stay in the car is not because it might rain. The reason is I don't want to slow everybody else down. That's the reason. We're going to have a good time. Patrick said you can bring a water bottle and some snacks. Actually, I've already bought lots of water. They had a good deal on it, so I bought lots of water. And we're going to have a little snack for the kids as they go along. And if we have any left over, then the older folk can get a snack too. So it's a good deal all around. We're looking forward to it. What time are you going to be here? 12:30. Pardon me?
Being slow and walking in the hike.
Yes.
We actually took about 10 years ago or so, we took Margaret Roberts on that the hike, walking all the way around. It took some time, but we're really patient. So.
Okay. So you're going to speak to Margaret afterwards and make sure she's there again this year, are you?
Well, she's kind of older now, so she has more experience.
Well, all right. Okay. So anyway, we're looking forward to a very good time. Again, let me encourage you regarding Tuesday evening, Brian Gregory on Science and the Bible. You will find that an interesting presentation. Our time is gone. So we're not going to sing another hymn. We're just going to go to classes now. Hugh is going to come and speak to us. I don't think we officially gave your name when you were up to sing. Hugh Smith is our speaker this morning. He is brother-in-law to Eric Peterson and related to a lot of other good people as well. So if you're going to classes, now you may depart. And if you're going to stay here, then Hugh will minister the word to us. Thank you very much. Well, we have a lunch this afternoon. Immediately after the meeting today, we're all staying for lunch. So just enjoy the fellowship together with us, and we've got a